Welcome everyone to Christ's Blessing on this lovely Sunday of May 27th, 2017. Just the beginning of the Memorial Day weekend, and we pray for safety in all your travels and happiness in all that you do, and wear sunscreen. And enjoy the beginning of summer. I'm going to put, Anthony, I'm going to put you on the call. You're here. Your line is open.
Hey, Glenda. Hey, glad to hear you. I'm sorry to hear you're feeling a little bit ill. But I hope you and Larry are doing well. I had some sad news about a week ago. One of my cousins passed on. He had a long-term illness and passed on just about almost a week ago. Thank you. So I wanted to do a blessing for him and his mom. And her name's Julia. His name's Eddie. And then there was a request that I got for prayers for a little girl down in Mexico who is 1 year old. And she was diagnosed with leukemia this week. And I don't recall her name, but her last name is Sanchez. And there's a big effort to send blessings and prayers for her. So I wanted to include her as well.
You got it. I'll put her down as Baby Sanchez.
Okay.
1 year old. Yeah. Okay. Margaret? You're on.
Hello.
Hi, Margaret. We can hear you.
Okay. I'm calling to ask for a blessing for my brother Larry, who has esophageal cancer and has been in a lot
I'm so
of pain.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. His name is Avery. Also, or just Larry's
enough. Oh, Larry Nagy, N-A-G-Y.
I'm so sorry to hear that, but we will have him in our blessing.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to ask for a blessing? Oh, come on. You can help me out. You know, there's nothing seriously wrong with me except I have a really, really bad cold. And so it's going to be hard for me to keep up conversation for a whole hour. It's going to be hard for me to keep a conversation for a whole hour unless somebody chirps in and helps me. So we've got some callers. Hi, we've got an international call, and I'm going to open your line. You're on.
Hi. My name is Celeste. I'm phoning from England. I'm quite nervous because it's the first time I've even managed to listen to the call live.
Oh, hello, Celeste. Yeah. I'm so glad
hello.
To have you.
Hello. I usually listen to the recording. So, first of all, just extreme gratitude to you, Glenda, and also to everyone on the call every week because it makes such a difference to my life hearing people's contributions.
Oh, you know, and Celeste, you just made a really big contribution yourself, and that's because you confirmed what I have known all along, and that is that the energy of the blessing is perpetuated through the recording. People tell me they'll go back and listen to what we did on Sunday or maybe even weeks before, and they get the whole blessing.
Yeah.
So it's really miraculous, isn't it? It really is.
It is. So I'm very grateful. I wanted to please ask for a blessing for myself and for my children.
Okay.
I've kind of got a long-term illness, so I'm confined to the home. And I have 2 9-year-olds, so it has quite an impact on them.
Oh, of course.
So I wanted to ask for a blessing, but also for anyone who listens who is unwell, anyone who's unable to get through on the phone, who wonders, will I get the blessing through the recording? I just wanted to request that for anyone who's not able to to phone in themselves.
That is so sweet of you. Yes, absolutely. And this is why I'm so careful about these recordings. I actually, unfortunately, I needed to postpone our fourth class webinar today because I knew the recording would not be good. And I know that people cherish those recordings. They download them and listen to them for months or years. Or people who can't enroll in the webinar live will come back later and subscribe. So, in protection of that, I just decided to postpone it. After all, this is a holiday weekend anyway. And you guys should be enjoying the sun and relaxation. And I don't know what it's like in the UK for you, but I certainly wish you the best, Liz.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. And I see that Ollie's on the line. Hello, Ollie.
Hi, Glenda.
How are you?
I'm well, and I hope you're feeling better. I got your email, and I hope you're feeling better, and Larry, too.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's not anything serious with me. It's one of those summer flus that, you know, occasionally we all get initiated with, so we remember what it's like to be human. but it would not have made for a good class.
Yes.
So what can we bless you? How can we bless you today?
Well, I wanted to request a blessing for the mother of a dear friend who they found a tumor in her heart, and I would like to include her in the blessing. Her name is Nidia Rosario, and then I would also like to include my mother, who's 75, and she's starting a new job this week. So she's, like, really nervous, and I just want to include her in the blessing so she has an amazing chapter in this new job of hers.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to include you and Larry in the blessing, too, okay?
Oh, thank you. How sweet. Yeah. That's great. Okay, I'll accept. I will accept. And I have something to say about that if my voice holds up. But we're going to take another couple of callers first.
Okay.
And then we'll see how well I hold up. Okay. We have a caller from area code 218, and you're on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello. Oh, Jerome, hi.
Hi, love and blessings with you, and so I've got a couple names here for you.
Okay, good.
The first one is Glenda Green, who needs it, and I love her. The second one is for my friend Jim, and then we have some relatives and friends, one named Mark and Anna. But up here in North Dakota, it's 86 degrees, and it's gorgeous, but blessings for you. And I'm just so grateful.
Wow.
I'm just getting the chills just hearing you. And thank you. And
you're so welcome. 86 degrees up there. Wow. Wow. God is blessing you. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, listen, I'll take anything God can give me, too.
Oh, good, good, good. I love it. And your sense of humor is a blessing to us all, Jerome.
But I just found a neat book called Jesus and the Essenes. The Essenes, the early Christian people. And, it's about the church, too. But all the best to you, Glenda. I love you dearly.
Thank you.
Just keep up your good work.
Oh, I shall. I shall, and God will take care of me. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
We have, thank you, Jerome, and I see Susan's on the line. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Glenda. Blessings to you and Larry. And the funny thing, I had a week out of hell. I had a winter that was picture perfect with my health. I go to the cancer center, and within 3 days, I get, you know, an upper respiratory infection, and oh my God, it was awful. It's been, you know, I'm starting to come around, so I can you know, empathize with you. But the sleep, I couldn't sleep for a week from constantly, you know, well, you know, when you're sick, whatever you're doing, couldn't sleep.
Oh,
but
oh, I know.
Right. 5 in the morning. This morning, 5 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I had the best part of the sleep, and you were in it. You were in it.
Really?
That's who I thought you were. Yes.
Well, maybe we got sick together.
Oh, my God. 5 in the morning, I was around the table, and I said, I saw you, and I took your hand. That's all I have to tell you that. It was the craziest thing.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. But blessings to you and to Larry. And I love whatever that English woman's name is. Bless her a million times. I mean, her energy. When I think about the fact that she hasn't gotten on, I just can't tell her how grateful I am that she finally got the courage to do this.
Yes. Yes. And that's something you can encourage. Yeah, because you are not inhibited about that, and look at how much you've gotten from doing it. So that's your contribution today.
But really,
you know, sick or well, Susan gets on.
Yeah, that's Susan. Susan stands up, sick or well. That's true. So does
Glenda. She does.
And she needs people like Glenda to reinforce that, because there's so much around that doesn't, and it's not easy.
No, sometimes it isn't easy. But you have the courage, and you have the love and the charisma. And once you speak, no matter what you say, people are going to love you. Even if they disagree with you, they're going to love you.
So
and you know, this is something we have to remember. Even the people who love us are not always going to agree with us. Because everybody's got their own point of view.
That's true. And they're supposed to.
And life is full of misunderstandings.
Oh, that's true.
But it gives us something to work through.
Again.
And isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm tired of the ego. I feel like it really, it just, after a while.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all really? I mean, it's like, take that backpack off my back.
God, when?
I know.
Lately, that's been,
the easiest way to lose 50 pounds is get rid of your ego.
Yeah, really.
Okay. Well, you always give me a good laugh. Thank you so much, Susan.
I really adore you, sweetheart. I really do.
Oh, I adore you too. We're going to take Mara on. Another one that I just adore. Hi, Mara. I hope you're well.
Hi, Glenda. Well, I'm fairly well. First of all, I want to thank you for these and wish you and Larry well first. Okay, secondly, I want to thank you for being so open to the messages coming from Yeshua. You would be very, you wouldn't be surprised, but it still surprises me that I will be puzzling over something for a week or so, and I come to the blessings on Sunday, and you wouldn't believe how many times it is directly what I've been mulling over all week, and it always gives me such it's a great thrill. The third thing is I would like to be included in the blessings today. I'm going to receive today because I have been having some physical challenges, and I know I could use a boost, and I would like to say thank you to all of the blessing givers, too, for the fact that we keep each other in our petitions, in all of our prayers for each other. This week, one of my granddaughters gave birth to my 10th great-grandchild.
Oh.
Healthy, wonderful birth.
Oh, congratulations.
So, yeah. There were some complications, but they went very, very well. And she and her mother are doing well. So
I'm so happy.
Yeah. So I'm very grateful for all the blessings that keep being showered around here. But also, I too have my own challenges. So I'm going to receive with an open heart today.
Okay.
The blessings from
you know,
my great thanks to all of you. Hello.
You're so welcome. And actually, Maura, I'm so glad that you said what you did, because you have given me the perfect setup for saying what I want to say today.
Oh.
I'm going to take Tony's call first.
Okay.
Because Tony, I'm going to take a call from area code 828. I probably won't hold up for more than 5 minutes of talking, so I'm going to take some other calls. I'm going to first take this call from 828. You're on. Then I'll take Tony.
Hi, Glenda. This is David. I'm calling. It's kind of a relationship challenge. I have a partner who's claims she's mentally ill on some levels, and we've been together 2.5 years, and I'm not sure if that's just her projection on herself or what's going on, but it's very difficult because it looks like dissociative type stuff, but I'm still not believing if it's true or not, and I don't know. There's a lot of wavy, you know, tremendous ups and downs, but the ups are great, and so it's like I'm asking for healing for her and for myself, for us.
Okay. What is her name?
Janice.
How is it spelled?
J-A-N-I-C-E.
Oh, Janice.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Okay. Good.
Thank you so much.
Yes. And that,
every day.
I'll address that in my message, too. That really relates. You're welcome. And quickly, a call from area code 641. You're on. Hi. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes. This is Lucy.
And hi, Lucy.
I wanted to ask for prayers for just major health stuff, just major challenges, feeling like, I'm at a place of, you know, having to choose to stay on the planet or not, and it just, I want to stay, and there's many challenges and things that feel like keep fighting me, so I need major support. Thank you.
Okay. I will pray for you, and try to address that a little bit in my message as well.
Okay.
So, Tony, you are on. Hi, Tony.
Belinda, hey, I just wanted to put a few thoughts in to kind of contribute and kind of add to the time, too. Hey, we had a really lovely discussion in our jam session on Thursday. We missed you, but we had a really nice discussion. And the class that you've been teaching is really wonderful. It's a great blessing on our daily bread. And there were quite a number of things that we kind of connected with in the discussion. And I'm looking back at the written lesson, and what you're saying about in the lesson about find some place to you know, to establish the tree of life in your garden. I think was that the way you put it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was just, to me, that was just wonderful, because it's like, you know, look, it's already there in all likelihood, the places where your life comes alive and where you're able to find those seeds of love and abundance growing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Give them, energy and nurture them. And, you know, that's God's presence and God's energy growing in us and becoming more available in the world. So I just loved mm-hmm. what you had to say, what you were pointing out to us in that.
Well, you know, that's a very important point, and it's a corollary. It's the exact complement to the items that we're discussing in our daily bread. So I'll take over now and finish that contribution for you, and hopefully my voice will hold out. What Tony was referring to is an item that Yeshua discussed in chapter 16 about abundance and productivity, where he recommends that we all have a tree of life somewhere in our garden. But he doesn't necessarily mean a flower garden or a backyard or a vegetable garden. He's talking about in our area of living and producing. A tree of life is where things are produced simply for the joy of bringing forth life and then sharing it. You see, we get so accustomed to, I need $50 to pay the electric bill. So I'm going to go earn $50 to pay the electric bill. In other words, we apply a very specific cause and effect to our needs and our payments, to our production and our income. We try to, I'm not saying it's not a good thing to budget. Of course it's a good thing to budget. But there needs to be an area in everybody's life where both production and sharing are simply free. One of the things I really admire about some, not all, but really well over 50% of the major billionaires of the world have major charity funds. For example, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates both give not 10% of their profits, they give 50% of their profits to world needs. Pure charity, whether it's hunger for children, research for major illnesses, to take care of rescued animals. They have a plethora of charities that they support. And it gives a diversity to their life and their wealth that would otherwise not be there. It inoculates against greed. It keeps their life flowing with truly the spirit of abundance. And now in fact, very few of us will ever be even moderately as close to wealthy as those two men are. It's probably hard for most of us to even tithe, which was actually recommended in the Bible, that we give 10% of our, not our gross, but our profit, every month to God. And Yeshua made that very clear that it didn't always have to be to the temple. It could be to the poor or any kind of worthy cause, any kind of free and abundant giving. The important thing is that we keep our spirit of abundance free and open. And he said, if you can't do that, then at least plant a tree in your garden that you water simply for the birds. Have a little altar in your home that you put precious objects on, and your Bible or books that inspire you, to remind you that you're not just a material, physical person with problems, but you're an infinite being with infinite resources. So that's what we were talking about as the tree of life. For some of us, you know, one of the cherished pictures that I kept for so long was a picture of a young family that lived on the hillside of Tijuana in a cardboard house. And inside the cardboard house, they had a picture of Christ. And they had a picture of Mother Mary. And I believe there was also a picture of an angel. And below that, they would have a candle. And who knows how much that candle cost them? And who knows how much it cost to light that candle in relation to what food was available? But that was a reminder to them that no matter how little they had, there was another part of them that was abundantly, infinitely cared for. And I think it's so important to remember those things and to bring that into our awareness constantly as much as we can. Now, the other side of that equation is feeding ourselves. And that's what we're discussing in our webinar right now. Our daily bread. This month, this year, we're focusing upon the Lord's Prayer and the highlight points in the Lord's Prayer. The one for this webinar is our daily bread. And even though we know we're provided for, my friends, if you can't receive, it doesn't matter if you have turkey on a plate in front of you, if you can't eat it. There's an old story, kind of a platitude that's been around for a long time. You've probably heard it, but I think it's worth repeating in this context just because of the point it makes. St. Peter greeted a man coming into the afterlife. And he was going to take this man on a tour of the afterlife. And this man was really worried about whether he was going to heaven or hell. And he asked Peter, he said, "Is hell full of burning fire and dragons and horrible, horrible experiences?" And Peter said, "No, actually it isn't." He said, "Let me take you through down this hallway and I'm going to open some double doors and show you what hell is." And hell was a room filled, it was a banquet room filled with table after table of wonderful delicacies. But everyone's hands were strapped to a spoon that was 2 feet long. So they could only eat by feeding someone else. They could see all the marvelous food in front of them, but if they couldn't feed someone else and someone else would not feed them, they would have no food. Then there was St. Peter took him to the other banquet room down the other hallway filled with the same delicacies. And everyone had a plate and knives and forks in front of them, and they could feed themselves all they wanted. And so the man asked Peter, he said, "Well, what about purgatory?" Well, purgatory was an anteroom just outside heaven. And it too was filled with delicacies. But people felt too guilty to eat. They could eat, but they felt too guilty to eat. They felt like they hadn't done their share in life. And so they were all given an opportunity to work and serve others still living, to heal and get over their sense of guilt. Now, I think that's an oversimplified version of what we deal with in life, but it does point to the fact that there is abundance around us all. Abundance around us all. And so many people can't figure out how to make money because it never occurs to them to first think about what other people need. Other people would like to purchase or have. Duh. Some people have actually probably plenty of food in the refrigerator, but they can't eat because of ulcers or indigestion, or they're constantly being sick or upset, emotionally upset, unable to absorb nourishment that they eat. And then there are those who are so happy that their health and their happiness provide almost all the nourishment they need. And even if they don't have much food on the table, it's always the right kind of food. And it's the kind of food that's just there for the right reason at the right time. So the point of what I really, really wanted to say is that sometimes it's not about finding nourishment or our daily bread. It's about how can we utilize nourishment that's already been provided. It's all there. How can we find it? How can we eat it? What should we eat? And how can we nourish ourselves better by sharing life with others? How can we make ourselves more available to blessing by blessing others? By first forgiving ourselves and forgiving others. A man came to Yeshua once and he said, Master, I've got this terrible illness. Will you heal me? And he said, yes, I will. But I first want you to go and forgive your brother. Now, why? Why did Yeshua say that? Yeshua is not someone who uses leverage or manipulation. He didn't want to manipulate the man to having to go forgive his brother. I mean, okay, I'll do this for you if you'll do that for me. That's not the way he is. And that's not why he said it. He knew that as long as this man was holding a grudge, he wouldn't be able to receive a miracle. Simple as that. Simple as that. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to ask all of you who would like to receive to be seated and be ready to pray. And let your prayer come from your heart. Pray in gratitude. And also pray in forgiveness. Forgive others. And ask forgiveness. There's a reason why the word forgive can be broken down into two syllables. And the one means for. And what does for mean? It means reason being. Reason why. Reason of. The reason that is. And so on. And of course we all know giving. Not earning. Not providing, giving, for giving, making your life a gift. Can you make, if you can make any part of your life a gift, then you will have opened up that part of your life for receiving. That's exactly what Yeshua meant when he told the man, first, go and forgive your brother. Let a little bit of your life be forgifting. Create a vacuum, a space in which then you can receive a gift. So let part of your prayer be about that, okay? And even though you may be hurting physically or emotionally, you may be confused, and your life may be very, very complicated. Try not to focus on the complications, because for God, it's simple. Everything is simple for God. It's only complicated for us. And you know why things get complicated? There's one reason only. Yeah. Want to hear what that reason is? Well, you guys that are in your daily bread webinar will hear the whole answer next week. You want to know why life is complicated? Okay, always. Always, always, life is full of many layers. There's no such thing as doing only one thing at a time. There's no such thing as only breathing and your heart not beating. There's no such thing as only loving one person and not caring about the rest of the world. There's no such thing as about only learning one thing. In order to learn one thing, you've actually got to learn the entire context that one thing belongs to. There's no such thing as just one layer of life. Your body has bones and tissue and muscle and blood and water and air, and it has organs, and it needs sleep time, it needs activity time, it needs nourishment, and so on and so on. There are layers to everything. However, when we start getting our priorities wrong, we start turning those layers upside down and inside out to where they don't make sense. And then life gets complicated. On a physical level, I'll tell you what your priorities are. They're very simple. The first thing you've got to do is breathe. It's the first thing you did in this life. You've got to breathe. The second thing you've got to do is you've got to move. Movement is actually what gets everything in your whole physical body moving. You say, Glenda, I'm bedridden, I can't move. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Of course you can. You can lift your toes. You can move your fingers. You can make a fist. You can accelerate your breathing, move your chest. You can move. Move. Breathe and move. Next thing you've got to do is you've got to have some nourishment. Nourishment. You can't live without it for very long. And then you've got to rest. Simple. All the rest are layered in after that. Or they're layered in between those four stages. Breathing, moving, drinking, resting. Oh, well, drinking has to drinking and then nourishment, of course. As a little baby, the first thing you did is you drank milk. You drank your mommy's milk or something they prepared for you in it as an equivalent. And those things are essential. Take a look in any area of life. What's essential? Set your priorities. Life will start. Life will start opening up to make sense. That's why it's so simple for God. He knows what comes first. Your soul comes first. The breath of life comes first. The sound you make with the breath of life. The movement you make when you first enter the body. Your nourishment of it. And then your rest, where your body and soul become one. All those things are so essential. Well, and in all of those things, we are blessed. I would like the blessing givers to join me now to offer you a blessing for this day. All of you, be seated. Remember to breathe. Do a little moving. Stretch your body. Move your legs out. Do not cross. There's two reasons not to cross your legs or your arms or your fingers. One is it's a stress movement. You may not realize it, but crossing anything is a stress movement. Don't cross anything. And also, it as energy flows up your body, it crosses over and gets complicated instead of direct. So uncross everything. Relax. And in this one case, it's okay to slump. If you're in a chair, let your head fall. Just be at ease, just like you fell asleep in your chair. And let us begin. Dear Yeshua, we are here with you in our hearts, accepting your breath of life into our breath. Your touch of energy into our body and being, that we may move with more grace, more life, more vitality. And we take your energetic offering as our food, and then we shall rest in your blessing. We ask that you be with all of those who are hurting and feeling alone, for those who have been wounded this week, for whatever reason. We ask that you be with those who are seeking to know love more fully, that their lives may be a greater gift into the world. We ask that you be with the children, the elderly, the innocent, and those also who have condemned themselves as being irretrievably without redemption, for there is no soul who was not first created in the image of God. We ask that you be with us all. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is complete now, except that you need to go into your resting period and receive everything that's been given. And you won't receive it all then. It will come to you over a period of time. But at least give yourself a little bit of dormant space where body, heart, and soul are just resting together. Bye-bye for now. God bless, and I look forward to being with you next week.